Locker room chats continuing tonight on KNZA. We're on the cusp of midseason tournaments next week, so a lot to dissect here in the next couple of weeks. But we're joined now by Perry LeCompton, girls coach. That is Joey Franzetta, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, also Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Charging our conversation with the Cause basketball coaches each and every week. Coach, thanks again for joining us. Let's start with the big win this week. Tuesday nights in league play at home against St. Mary's. You know, St. Mary's, they lost arguably one of the best players in the state. You know, they had a senior last year, Hayden Heim. You know, they're kind of in that rebuild mode, and that's kind of where you guys were at last season, and you're seeing improvements, of course, here in 25 and 26. But you guys take care of business against the Bears, 55-24. So coming off that loss to Nemaha on Friday, I figured that's a good way to kind of bounce back, get that win to kick off this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, last week, we had a pretty rough week. I mean, we had a stretch where we played Jeff West Monday, Donovan West Tuesday, Nemaha Friday. That's a doozy of a week. And it was funny, I was talking to someone, and someone from not in this area, and I was like, the thing is like, if you plop, you really plop Nemaha and you plop Jeff West about anywhere else in the state, man, they're probably looking to be a ranked team. Obviously, Donovan West was ranked when we played them, so
yeah.
I mean, man, you played three ranked teams that week. That's gonna be a rough week. And you know, honestly, I thought we played pretty well that week. We just had about a quarter each game that we kind of just lost our mind. And when you play really, really good teams, you can't have that. But you know, thinking back to last night, that was really good. I think we put a full game together. One thing that I really appreciate is we did a pretty good job at making little tiny adjustments through the game, which is something that we've been struggling with this whole season, with especially kind of with some younger cats that we got playing out there. But it was a good win. Way to see us fight back a little bit, and you know, really, really looking forward to Friday, and kind of a little extra practice time right now. I think that's one of the main things that we need. We need a little practice time.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think some would agree, and a lot of the coaches in the Big East would agree, you could take the fourth or fifth best team in this league, plop it in some other random league, maybe out in Western Kansas, and they're probably the best team in that league. That's how good this league has been, you know, the couple years we've been running with it. But you guys do get a tune-up on Friday, you know, before the midseason tournament next week. We'll get your thoughts on that JCN tournament. But Rossville is on the docket for Friday. They got as good of a 1-2 combo in this league. Talk about the challenges there and just kind of the preparation for the Dogs on Friday night.
Yeah, yes, using the word tune-up in our league, man, that's
maybe a bold statement. Maybe I shouldn't have said it that way, but
you're talking about two kids. I mean, you're talking about a team with two, arguably, you know, two All-State kids at the 2A level. And, you know, obviously they're both All-League last year, I believe.
Yeah.
So I know Burdick was there, but I don't really remember what happened there with her. But, I mean, you're talking two phenomenal players who would go to any team in our league and start. So it starts with them, and then they have a couple other kids that are stepping up. So man, I mean, it's a challenge. They're good. They play hard. That's one thing. I've kind of started the early scout on them a little bit. That's the one thing that, in my opinion, that kind of sticks out from them last year, I don't know what you want to say. They're trying to figure out things. They're playing way harder this year, and I mean, that's you pair that with having really good players, and that's a tough combo to deal with. And I know they've kind of been through it, and we play a pretty similar schedule league wise, so they've kind of been through the stretch that we have. And we're looking forward to that, and obviously then we hop into our tournament midseason, which that's never an easy week either. So
last thing before we get you out of here, we always appreciate it. So we mentioned again Rossville coming up Friday. I'm not going to say the tune-up. We kind of argued that. But nonetheless, again, the JCN tournament next week, guys taking part in that once again, JCN hosting this thing, and you guys draw Atchison County in the first round. You could potentially see Rossville in your second game of that tournament, you know, depending how some things shape out. But just kind of stepping out of the norm, getting into that postseason kind of feel with the midseason tournament schedule and starting with ACCHS. What's your thoughts on the field and just the overall tournament you're going to take part in next week?
Well, I think I said the same thing last year. The thing that I like about this tournament is it's a lot of teams that are very similar, which is really good. Because I mean, I know you get to some tournaments where you talk to coaches and you're like, oh, we got to get through our first game, then we'll play some play some teams that maybe match up with us on the backside, or, oh, we got to kind of just grind through our first game and get to the top side, and then we'll see some teams that match up. I mean, I feel like, I mean, for the most part, every team in this tournament is super even. A lot of really well-coached teams, especially with how they changed it this year, where you kind of play, day off,
right.
It's going to be, I mean, I think you're going to see a lot of more of the highlight of the good coaching, because obviously you're going to be able to get a good scout on everyone and have a practice to implement whatever game plan you do. Obviously, start with Addison County. I really don't know a whole lot about them right now, obviously being in a different league and not really matching up anywhere else other than this tournament, but obviously we'll dive into them, and then regardless of what happens, I mean, we'll play either Rossville, which a team will play Friday, or JCN, a team we saw early on, and so you're going against two really well-coached teams there, and then, I mean, then you got that other side. Who knows what's going to happen on that other side, and I mean, potentially see Oskaloosa again, and Valley. We might play Valley. We might play NEK. We play NEK later in the season. Really, the only team up there that I really don't know a whole lot about is Atchison, but again, like I said, it's a super even field. You know, whoever has the most consistency all week, I believe, is probably going to come out and probably win the thing. So hopefully that's us. And we got to do a lot of little things between now and then to get a little more consistent. But we'll be up for it, and we'll figure out some things. And, you know, hopefully we have a good showing next week.
Well, you mentioned don't know much about Atchison. They had a girl Friday at Washington go for 25 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, and 6 steals.
Well, I don't know if that makes me feel any better, but yeah, I mean, that's pretty good. So obviously that's going to be a kid that you're going to have to look out for. So
yeah, well, we're excited for it, man. Obviously Rossville coming up on Friday, and then you get going early next week with Atchison County in the first round of the JCN tournament. That's Joey Franzetta, Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach, joining us. We always appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you in the midst of that tournament next week.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you.